When I first came to uni, I used a white cane, and it got beaten up to death. I used all the paint off it, and student friends would make comments and say, "What do you do to it?" And I'd say, "I use it to find things." I was sick of being pushed and pulled and shunted and dragged around and spoken to like I had no brain. And one day my mum said, "You might want to think about getting a guide dog." And when I was still having mobility when I came back to Britain, I wasn't really up for it, because I didn't really like dogs. Still not a major dog fan. A lot of family pressure, so I spoke to a rehab officer and she said to me, "Well, your parents can say what they like, but it's got to be your decision." So I went to the centre and had a look at them, and family kept telling me I'd have more independence, and I thought, well, I didn't think I had much to lose by trying. I had a very, very long wait. I had to wait to go on the waiting list, and then I was on there for 3 years, and because I wasn't really up for having a dog and didn't have good mobility and shit having only just moved there, I had a hell of a wait. And when I got her, it was like having a baby. There's so much to it. So I took this dog on, and it was difficult because I didn't really want it, but here she was, wagging her tail and looking everywhere, putting her nose into everything that doesn't concern her. And you've got to watch them the whole time when they're that small, when they're, I think, just 21 months when I got her. Then I had to go through training, and it's a completely new way of walking around. And then you've got to actually look after it. You've got to do all this medical stuff, medical checks, grooming, free running in the park. It's a lifestyle choice, not a mobility aid.